Today's Daf HaShavua Shir in Yerushalmi Brachas is dedicated to the memory of Dora Bas Yisrael Silver Olea Shalom. It begins on Daf Pei Amid Beis, six lines from the bottom of the Amid, with the third word on the line, Shmuel Solak. In the Vilna edition, it is on Daf Nun Ches Amid Beis. We are in the middle of the sugya of Netilas Yadayim, and before we begin the next Gemara, let us just review for a moment what we have learned in the previous Daf concerning the reason for Netilas Yadayim. The Gemara in Masechta Shabbos in the Bavli on Daf Yud Dalet Amid Aleph tells us that there were the Yud Ches Gzeiris of the Chachamim, and one of them was the Tumah of Stam Yadayim, of unwashed hands. And the reason for this Tumah, which gave the hands the din of a Sheni L'Tumah, was because Hayadayim Askani Yasein, because the hands are active, and therefore a person unwittingly can make his hands dirty by touching parts of his body that have perspired, or in another way have become unclean. And then if he was to touch truma, so this holy food would become repugnant or even inedible, and therefore the Chachamim did not want truma to be eaten in such a way. And therefore they said that the hands have a din of a sheni, and this would force a person before eating, it would force the kohen before eating truma to wash his hands from the tuma, and this would automatically take care of the problem of his hands being soiled, being dirty. Now, l'chayra, this would have nothing to do with chulin, because chulin, even if I say that the hands have a din of a sheni cannot be metameh chulin to make it a shlishi. That's only a din by trum or by kochim that it could become a shlishi. So why is the halacha that a koyein has to wash his hands even for chulin? And why is the halacha that not only a koyein, but the din of netilas yadayim goes to a yisrael as well? And this, the Gemara explains, because of srach truma. They want to establish a routine for truma. If a kohen knows that whenever he's going to eat bread, for example, he has to wash his hands, whether it's chulin or whether it's truma, so he will always remember to wash his hands. If he were to only have to wash his hands by truma, he might forget. But this way it becomes a standard thing that before you eat bread, you always have to wash your hands, even chulin. And therefore they made it further, even a Yisrael has to wash his hands, so that this would become a regular habit in Klal Yisrael of washing your hands before eating bread, and this would make sure that the truma bread of a kohen would be eaten b'tahara, it would be eaten with clean hands. This is the basic reason for Netilas Yadayim. Begins the Gemara, Shmuel Solak Legabe Rav. Shmuel went up to go to Rav. As the Meforshim explain, that this was in the period of Rav's life when Rav lived in Eretz Yisrael. And whenever we're speaking about people going to Eretz Yisrael, we say, since Eretz Yisrael is Gavoya Mikol HaRatzos, it's the highest of all the lands, that you're going up to Eretz Yisrael. So Shmuel Solak went up, Legabe Rav, to Rav when he was still in Eretz Yisrael, before Rav moved to Bavel. Chama Yosei, so Shmuel saw Rav, Ochel was eating, Kehosam, like there. When the Yerushalmi says Hocha, it means here where the Yerushalmi was written in Eretz Yisrael. And when it speaks about Hosam, it's referring to Bavel, there. And as we're going to see in the Charedim, it appears that in Bavel, people were negligent in the Netilas Yadayim. They used to eat with a mappa on their hands, that their hands would not come in contact with the food, but they wouldn't wash Netilas Yadayim. And he saw Rav sitting and eating with something covering his hands while he was eating. His hands were not touching the food. Amar Lei, so Shmuel said to Rav, Mahu Kain, what is this? You're eating like the Bnei Bavel, who are Mezalzel and Netilas Yadayim? Amar Lei, so Rav answered, Istanis Ani, of course I washed. Of course you're not supposed to put on a mappa unless There are extenuating circumstances, as we will see later in today's shiur. But normally you have to, of course, wash the Tos Yadayim. But I am such an istinitz. Istinitz means a fastidious or pedantic person, that I don't want to touch food even after I have washed my hands. So of course I've washed my hands, but afal pikein, besides that, I don't let my fingers touch the food. I cover it with a mop. Let us see the charedim. Shmuel Solak. This is four lines before it becomes wide at the bottom of the amid. Left-hand column. Shmuel Solak. Perikol Abasser. The charedim brings us the Bavli in Chulam Daf Kuv Zayin Amid Aleph. Hachi Maisla. This is how the Bavli brings this same incident. Shmuel Ashkeche L'Rav Ochel B'Mapa. Shmuel found Rav eating with his hands covered with a cloth. Amarlei, so he said to Rav, Avdin Kedin, is this the proper way? Kolaymer v'chi oisin kein lechol b'loy netila? Is this the way one should act to eat without washing their hands? That he assumed that Rav had not washed his hands and instead had covered it with a mappa. Amarlei, he answered, Daitik tzor, I have a short das. What does Daitik tzor mean? Kolaymer, kvar notalti yodai. I already washed, the way Chazal said, you have to do the Tos Yadayim. Ella, shani itztenitz, I am pedantic. Ve'eini yochel liga ba'oichel, my hands never touch food. Lakach korachti amap al yodai. That's why I wrapped around the cloth on my hands, that my hands should not come into contact with the food. Kehosam. Now the Charedim explains what Shmuel said. Are you eating like they eat over there? Har Yishalmi nasa b'Eretz Yisrael. The Yishalmi is made here in Eretz Yisrael. The Kairei Hosam li'Yishrei Bava. So the Yishalmi refers, or Shmuel, when he's speaking to Rav, who's living at that point in his life in Eretz Yisrael, says, Kehosam like there, the Yishrei Bava, as compared to Rav, who was living in Eretz Yisrael, as compared to Yishalmi that was written in Eretz Yisrael. V'nira, so the Charedim says, it appears to me, Shohayu k'tsasam b'Bava mezalzul, that some people in Bavel were mezalzel, they were not exact, and they disgraced the halacha of netilas yadayim, and they used to eat without netilas yadayim by covering their hands with a cloth. The Tama Shmuel was wondering, hey, oisim kamoisim, how could Rav be doing like them? And then Rav answered that I'm an itzinus. In fact, I washed my hands already. Continues the Gemara with another maisa, another story in the same inyan. Rav Zeira katsalik lahocha. When Rav Zeira came up to here, again here meaning to Eretz Yisrael, where the Yerushalmi was written, chama he saw kahanaya, he saw some kohanim. Achlin kohasim, that they were eating like there, as we explained before, there meaning bavel. Which means that they had a mapo covering their hands. And again, it seemed, and in this case, in fact, it was true, that they had not washed netilas yadayim. Amar lohoin, Sorev Zeira said to these kohanim, ha'azilo hahi deravu Shmuel. There was an incident with Rav and Shmuel, where Shmuel clearly said that one has to wash netilas yadayim, and Rav said that I have also washed netilas yadayim, except I'm an itzdenis, and I'm covering my hands with a mappa, even though I have washed netilas yadayim. But it is clear from this story that one should not do what they do in Bavel, to cover their hands with a mappa and not wash netilas yadayim. So he was saying to these kohanim, why are you not doing the correct thing? Don't you know the story of Rav Shmuel, which shows clearly that one has to wash the Tos Yadayim and not be yotze by covering his hand with a cover? Let us see the Charedim until now. And the Charedim begins the second wide line at the bottom in the middle, Kanayu. Mefurish Shom Bavli, there in the Bavli, in Chulan of Kuv Zayin Amid Aleph, who were these Kanayim? What were their names? The Yerushalmi doesn't tell us. Here the Bavli supplements the Yerushalmi. The Rav Ami v'Rav Asi Hoyu. The Kanayim were Rav Ami and Rav Asi. Now, what did Zeira mean when he said Ha'azila? He meant as follows, says the Chareid. V'chi lo yadatem ha-maisa sheshol Shmuel Rav. Don't you know the story, the incident that happened when Shmuel went up to Eretz Yisrael to visit Rav, and he asked Rav, sheshol Shmuel Rav, why aren't you washing your hands? V'heishiv shekvar notal yadav. And Rav answered, of course, I have washed my hands already. Nay, davi itznis hu dekorach yadav. And it's only that because I'm fastidious, I'm pedantic, that I covered my hands. But of course, I've washed them already. Umasik habavli b'shem Shmuel. The Bavli concludes in the name of Shmuel, the Itiru Mapel, the Kehanim, the Zrizimim Veloy Nogu. Not like the previous story that Rav was an itzness, but actually he had washed his hands. In this story, Shmuel said that for Kehanim, they had a special dispensation, they had a special heter to cover their hands because Chazal were not worried that they would touch the food with unclean hands if their hands were covered. There's reason, hey, we know Kahanim are very quick to do the right thing. They're on top of the situation. They won't forget and touch the food by accident, so therefore they permitted Kahanim not to wash their hands and to cover it with a mapa. But someone who's eating chulin b'tahara, and he wants to eat chulin with his hands that are clean, there he must wash netilas yadayim. Why? Because they are not serizim like the kahanim. The einam yoidim lishomer. They do not know to be careful. They're not as careful as kahanim, and therefore they do not have a dispensation of covering their hands with a mapa. They have to wash netilas yadayim. Let us go back to our Gemara in the Yerushalmi when Zeira questioned Rab Ami and Rab Asi, how come they are eating food without washing their hands? So before Rab Ami and Rab Asi could answer, this is the way the Charedim explains is, Asa Rab Yossi bar Kahana b'shem Shmuel. Rab Yossi was bar Kahana, he was the son of Bar Kahana. He said in the name of Shmuel, that netilas yadayim lechulin. When were Chazal Masak netilas yadayim? That was only for people who eat chulin. B'tahara. As we turn to the pay aleph amid aleph, ein netilas yadayim l'truma. However, there is no netilas yadayim for truma. They were not misak netilas yadayim for truma. For truma, one can use a mapa. Rabbi Yossi disagrees, and he says l'truma ulechulin, that the takon of netilas yadayim is for both truma and chulin, and a mapa is not acceptable. Let us see the Charedim, the last line on Peyam and Beis. Also, Rabbi Yossi Kloimer. Before Rab Zira concluded his remarks, Rab Ami v'Rab Asi, Nichnas Rab Yosi v'Heishiv Loyutzchu Em Lashiv. It was not necessary for them to reply because Rab Yosi bar Bar Kana had already answered the question in the name of Shmuel. Continues the Charedim. Netilas, the top of Pei Aleph Amud Aleph, the right hand column. Ein Netilas Yadayim L'Truma. There's only Netilas Yadayim for Chulin. I skipped the last line at the bottom of Pyramid Base. Kloimar la'am she'enam kahanim. Chulin for Klal Yisrael, they're not kahanim, they have to wash. But pay aleph amid aleph, ain't it till it's not a truma, le kahanim, the nikru oichle truma, afil le kishoichle chulin. When we say there's no until it's not for truma, it doesn't mean just for truma. It means even if a kohen eats chulin, because he's called an oichel truma. Even when they eat chulin, they are called oichel truma. Mishum the kahanim's reason. For Rabbi Yossi Polik, Rabbi Yossi argues. Rabbi Yossi says he needed for both truma and chulin. Avul Rabbi Rav Asi savri kiddush Shmuel. The osu ma'isa came and they did it like Shmuel. So. In fact, la halacha the Beis Yosef paskins that you can only be soymech on a mapa in a situation like we had on Pei Amid Aleph, where it was more than 4 milen, 72 minutes to get water. So then Chazal, in those extenuating circumstances, permitted the use of a mapa. And the Charedim mentioned over there that you can use a mapa in that case. But in a normal case where water is available within 4 mil, then one, in fact, should wash his hands. So we paskin like Rabbi Yossi, l'truma l'chulin, whether you're an oichel truma, a kayin, both for his eating of truma and for his eating of chulin, or you're an oichel chulin, which means that you're a Yisrael. For your eating of chulin, and you have to wash the tulsi daim, you cannot use a mapa unless it's more than the water is more than 4 mil away and there's extenuating circumstances. This is the halacha. Rav Ami and Rav Asi, in our case, held like Shmuel, who was makel by oichle truma, or for the chulin of the kohen who eats truma, who's called an oichle truma. Rav Shmuel was makel, and Rav Ami and Rav Asi were noyig like Shmuel, and therefore that was the answer to Rav Zeira. How come Rav Ami and Rav Asi covered their hands and did not wash Natolos Yadayim? Continues the Gemara. Rav Yosef b'shem Rav Chiya bar Ashi, Rav Yoinu Rav Chiya bar Ashi b'shem Rav, they said that there's a chilek in Natolos Yadayim between washing for Truma or washing for Chulin. Natolos Yadayim l'trumata perik. When a person washes Natolos Yadayim before eating Truma, then he has to wash up till his wrist. However, l'chulin, but when he's washing for chulin, ad kishrei etzba'oiso, then it's until the knuckles at the end of the fingers. Let us see the chredim. Third wide line on top, at the end, on the right-hand column, ad l'perig mokum chibra yadim azroya. That's where the hand connects with the arm. That is the wrist. Ad kishrei etzba'oiso hamechuborim b'kaf hayad, the end of the fingers that are connected to the palm of the hand. In other words, the knuckles at the end of the fingers. Now, the Haredim tells us that in the Bavli we find that Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Polik ben Bavli, Perikol Abbas, Daf Kuf Vav, Amid Beis, the Omar, Af L'chulin Ad Chibur Hayadim Azraya, that there is no chilik between Truma or Chulin, that even for Chulin one has to wash until the wrist, v'chein pasuk harosh, and that's what the Rosh paskins. And the Rosh says that since the whole union of chulin is srach truma, it's only to make a routine by truma. That is why they said the same thing by chulin. So therefore, since the whole thing of the whole reason of washing for chulin is because of truma, so therefore, chulin has the same halacha of truma because we want to establish a routine for truma. So therefore, chulin remains the same, and therefore it's ad haperik. And continues the charedim behind the damer maisha barberator of Yeshua Belevi. And that is now we're going to understand the story that maisha, the grandson of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, said. Let us go back to the Gemara. And the Gemara is on the fifth line. Maisha Barbarei de Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Now that we know the halacha from the Bavli, we can understand what Maisha is about to say. Maisha, who was the son of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. In other words, he was Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi's grandson, Omar. Man dahava ochel im sabi, whoever would eat with my grandfather, v'lomishatav yodav adaperik, and he wouldn't wash his hands until the wrist, he would treat chulin different than truma. Loi hava ochel imei, he would not eat with him, he would go away from him. Let us see the chredim. Man dahava ochel im sabi, heyed Rab Maisha. Rab Maisha, the grandson of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, testified, Shemi shahoya oichlim ziknoi, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, whoever would eat with his grandfather, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, v'hoya roya, and Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi would see, she'ena noitel yadav adachibur, hayad im azroya, that he wouldn't wash his hands until the wrist, hoya pirish mimenu, he would separate himself from him. V'loya yoraitz alachal b'chaburosi, he would not want to eat together in a group with him. Sabi zikni, my grandfather. So, knowing the halacha in Bavli Chulin Kuf Vav Amid Beis that Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said that Chulin was the same as Truma, and therefore you have to wash till your wrist, now we understand very well the Yerushalmi statement of his grandson of Maisha that my grandfather would not sit together with that person if he didn't follow the halacha of washing even for Chulin until the wrist. The Gemara will now tell us what the Takanam Tilis Yadayim concerning Chulin was on. What food was it on? Rav Huna Amar, Rav Huna said, Ein Netilas Yadayim El Lepas Bilvad, that the only thing that Chazal made a takana on chulin for Netilas Yadayim was on bread. Since bread is the staple of life, it's the main food in a person's diet, so therefore, the whole meaning of making Netilas Yadayim for chulin was shrach truma, a routine for truma. They only made it on the main staple, which is pas. Tani Rav Hoshia, Rav Hoshia learned, kol davar sheyesh bo lichluch mashke, anything that has moisture of mashke. Let us see the Charedim, lichluch mashke, around 15 lines down. Says the Charedim, divrei maskil lichluch mashke, tibuloi b'mashke. So the Charedim equates this lashon of the Yerushalmi, lichluch mashke, a moisture of liquid, with the words that we find in the Bavli, tibuloi b'mashke, if this food item is dipped into mashke. Avo peris loy, but not peris. V'rab zeira matzcha filo peris. The next sheet that we're going to find, the third sheet in the Gemara of Zeira, he requires it even for dry fruit. Now we speak about mashke in our Gemara. We're speaking about the seven different mashkos, which are machshir food lekabel tumo. We mentioned it in the last year with the acronym of Yad Shochat Dam. Those seven liquids. So it's only those seven liquids, but not other liquids. They're those food items that are dipped in other liquids would not require Netilas Yadayim. What is the reason that these seven would require Netilas Yadayim? Because since Chazal gave the hands a din of a sheni, and we learned kol apoyselas a truma, whatever is a sheni and can make truma into a shlishi, which we call poysel, meaning that it stays at a shlishi, the shlishi cannot make a revi'i. So it is tummy, but it cannot be matami. So whatever can poysel truma, which is a sheni and can make truma into a shlishi, that sheni, when it touches liquid, that was one of the yudches xeris, that the liquid, the seven liquids that we mentioned, would return to a status of a rishon. Kol apoysel es truma metame es hamashke liyos tchila, makes the mashke into a tchila, into a rishon, and a rishon can be metame food, making it into a sheni. So therefore, Rav Oishe is of the opinion that they required Netilas Yadayim, that the hand should not be a sheni, because that could lead to touching wet liquid, which would make the food tummy. But dried fruit, not. And the Rav Zeira, Amar Rav Zeira said, going back to the Gemara, afilu mekatzetz turmisin. The Charedim is going to explain that mekatzetz means choose. Even a person who chews lupin beans, which is dry, havel natal yada, he should wash his hands. That was also included in the gzeira of Netilas Yadayim for chulin. Says the Charedim, mekatzes turmusin, oichel turmusin. The word mekatzes means to eat turmusin. Kemoy akosas zachita. As we find somebody who chews raw wheat, it's called, he's eating it, he's chewing it, it's called hakoses. The tzadi mischalev besamach, a tzadik is switched with a samach, who command matzich mebavli netilas yadayim leperis. So the word mekatzes is like mekases, and mekases we find is a person who chews, and this is going according to the Mandi Yomer in Chulin Daf Kovav Amud Aleph and the Bavli netilas yadayim leperis. That termusin in the guven, the termusin, the lupin beans were dry. The im mashkaleim, because if there is moisture on them, maya filu. What did Rav Zeira mean to say? Afilu mikatzumas. What's the afilu? That's the same as something that's lichluch mashke. It must be that these are dry fruits. There is no mashke, and yet his shita was that this is also included in the gzeir of Netilas Yadayim. Now the Meforshim point out that although the Charedim equates the term lichluch mashke, the second sheet of Rav Oishe, with the Bavli's lashon of tivulei b'mashke, there is a difference. Tivulei b'mashke is a food that is normally dipped into one of the seven mashken. A lichluch mashke means moisture. Why is it a different lashon? Is there a difference? The Charedim seems to equate them. However, other Meforshim see in these words a difference from tivula b'mashke. The Meiri, for example, says that lichluch mashke means even a food that normally would not be tivula b'mashke, but right now it happens to be that it was in mashke, in one of the seven mashken. So that alone puts it into the category that it requires netilas yadayim. The lashon of tivula b'mashke means that its derech is tibula b'mashke, to dip it into one of the seven mashken. But the Meiri is learning that lichluch mashke means if it has moisture of mashke on it, even though it's not the derech of tibula b'mashke, it would be included in the gzeirah of netilas yadayim. The Gra sees in the words lichluch mashke that it's moist right now with mashke. But let's say it's a derech to be tovelis mashke, and one did it, but it's only if it's right now still wet. But if over time it dried up the moisture, then according to the Grod, there would not be a chiyuv of netilas yadayim. So these are the three shitas, either just on bread or on something that has moisture on it. It's the derech to be metabolite in mashke. And the third shita holds that even dried fruits were part of the gzeira of netilas yadayim for chulin. Continues the Gemara, Rav Omar, Notal Yod B'Shachris, Ein Matrichen Olav, Beinu Arbayim. If a person washes hands in the morning, we're not matrichen him to wash his hands again later on in the day, in the afternoon. Says the Charedim, Divrei Maschil, Notal Shachris, or approximately 10 lines before it gets white on the right hand column, not lushakras vehisne kilakame. He has to make a condition that I'm washing my hands and I'm going to be careful a whole day not to touch anything that I'm not supposed to, and keep my hands in a state of readiness so that I can eat later in the day. In Daf Kuf in the Bavli in Masechet Chulin, we find that Rav said this beferish. Vehu sheyishmor yadav kol hayom shayiga b'shum tinov. And this is only if he is careful all day not to touch anything that would render his hands soiled. So we have two conditions here. One is that he has to state, in fact, that this washing, he wants it to be good, effective for the whole day. And secondly, that he should, in fact, not touch anything. Now, the question that the Charedim is going to deal with is, Kvikosav Arav Rabbeinu Yoina, Umay De'omar Tekev L'Netilas Yadayim Amaytzi. This seems to contradict what Chazal say elsewhere, that right after netilas yadayim, we make hamoitzi. And here we're saying that a person could wash in the morning and could eat at night if he makes a condition and if he is careful. Says the Charedim, that's kishaloi hisna shachris. If he didn't make a condition, then ein nechanami, he has to wash right before he makes hamoitzi. Now, the Rajba questions, why is this necessary? So he didn't make a condition, but in fact, let's say he was careful. So to explain, the Rabbeinu Yoina, we have to say that the whole reason that they made Netilas Yadayim was because Stam Yadayim Askani Yisayim, that a person doesn't keep attention to where his hands are going and they can get soiled. So the takana is only on stam yadayim, but, explains the Mishnah Brura in Simen Kuf Samach Dalet, Sif Aleph, if a person makes a condition and if a person is careful not to touch anything, so then his hands are no longer stam yadayim. They're not plain hands. But we know exactly what the condition of the hands are, and the hands are still clean and have not touched anything because the person made a conscientious decision to be careful the whole day to make sure that his hands would not touch, and he made a condition. So therefore, there's no gzer of netilas yadayim, and if you washed in the morning, he's able to eat without washing in the afternoon. The Rajbo wants to understand, though, why does he have to make a condition when he makes the bracha in the morning? let him just be careful. If he's careful, his hands are no longer stam yadayim. His hands have been washed the whole day, that they do not touch anything that would soil his hands. So why is the t'nai necessary? So the Rajba learns from here in the Chuvis Simen Tuf Kuf Yud that we see when Chazal were kaved until Sinai, they were kaved with kavana. It requires kavana. So that's why we need this stipulation when he makes the bracha, that the bracha should be effective for the entire day. That's beyond the fact that he, in fact, was careful all day. But he actually has to stipulate, so because this brings about kavana, that he is having the right intent. However, other Rishonim disagree, and the Ra'ah says that no, kavan is not necessary by Natil Shadayim, but rather, if somebody wants to use the Natil Shadayim that he did in the morning, for example, he went to the Beis HaKisei, or the Natil Shadayim when he got up in the morning, and he wants to use that Netilas Yadayim for later in the day, there Chazal required a T'nai, because the T'nai would in fact encourage him to be careful a whole day that his hand shouldn't get soiled. That was the reason of the T'nai. Not that Kavana per se is necessary, but rather by making him make a T'nai that would cause him to always be careful on the lookout that his hands do not get soiled the whole day. But the bottom line is, if he made the T'nai and he was careful, then the Netilas Yadayim of the morning works a whole day. Continues the Gemara. Rav Avinu Mafkid L'chamrei. Rav Avinu would instruct his donkey drivers, and he knew that they had a hard time on the trip finding water. Hen daton mashkechen mistachon nazben yideichen. As soon as you find water, wash your hands. Umasni al kol yoyim, make it tonight for the whole day. Says the Charedim, three lines before it gets wide, Rav Avinu Mafkid L'chamrei, Hoyim Etzav L'chamorim, to the donkey drivers, Holchei Drachim, She'ei Motzel L'mayim, they can't find water, K'shetimtzu Mayim, when you will find water, Mastichun D'ilchun, Nazbin Yadechen, if you will find water, She'titlu Yadechem, wash your hands, U'masna Kol Yom, V'hisna L'chol Yom, like Titztaru, you won't have anguish, L'vakish Mayim, L'natil Yilil, L'sudas Erev, you won't need to look for water for washing for the evening Suda, because you will have washed in the morning, you will have made a condition, and you will be careful that your hands should not get soiled, and then the Chazal were not matriach you to wash again, if you have done the proper stipulations. Concerning the next piece of Gemara, the Bavli in Brachas Tav Mem Vav Amud Aleph tells us that Rabbi Zeira was a Chayla Masukin. There was a danger that he was going to die. And Rabbi Avua was Mekabel on himself that if Rabbi Zeira survives, if he gets a Refu Shalema, he would make a Sudas Hoidor. Rabbi Avua would make a Sudas Hoidor for the Talmidei Chachamim. And now, in the context of this background, let us see this story as reported here in the Yerushalmi. Rav Zeira Solik Abe Rav Avua LeKesron. Rav Zeira went up to Rav Avua, who was in Caesarea. Ashkechei, so he found him, means that Rav Avua found Rav Zeira, Omar, and he said, Ozel Lamechel, come and eat, come to the Sudas Hoidah that we're doing in the Schus of your Refu Shalema. So when he came to eat by Rav Avua, Yoav Le Rav Avua gave to Rav Zeira a gula, a round loaf, to Kotzi, that he should cut it. Omar Le, so Rav Avua said to Rav Zeira, Sav Brich, take the bread, and you make the Amoitzi, and be Moitzi the whole tzibur. Omar Le, so Rav Zeira responded to Rav Avua, Balabayis Yodea Koichesho Kikroi. The Balabayis knows the strength of his kikur. As we find in the Charedim, what is the pshat in these words? And this Charedim is four lines before it gets wide, the last word on the line. The Heshiv Rav Zeira, Balabayis Yodea, Kedamim Bavli, on Daf Mem Vavam and Aleph, Balabayis Boitseya. Kedesha Yivatsabayin Yafa, the Balabayis, he's the one who breaks the bread and gives everybody his peace, because he's going to do it with largesse. He's going to do it with a nice amount, as opposed, if an Oyruch would do it, he's afraid that he's taking too much bread from the Balabais. He would do it more betzimtzum. And therefore, the halach is that the Balabais is the one who is boitzeah. So Rab Zira gave back the covet of breaking the bread and making amoitzi to Rab Avua. Mandochlin continues the Gemara with the story that after they finished eating, and Rab Avua had been the one who had made the hamoitzi, Omar Lay, so now Rab Avua tried to be mechabed Rab Zira with benching. Sav brich, take a kois of wine and bench on the kois. Omar Lay, so Rab Zira said back to Rab Avua, Chacham Rabbi. Rabbi, you, my Rabbi Rab Avua, you are a chacham, and you are wise, and you know the Rav Huna that Anosha Rabba. You know that Rav Huna is a great man. The Hu Hava Omar, and Rav Huna used to say, Hapoiseya, whoever makes the Hamoitzi, Hu Chaisim, he's the one that concludes, he's the one that benches. Let us see the Charedim. The Charedim is in the middle of Divrei Maschil, Balabais Yodea. So then the Charedim says, two lines before it gets very wide, in the middle, Va'acher she'ochlu, after they finished eating, Omer lo she'yivorch birchas mazon. So Rav Avua said to Rav Zira, please bench. Ve'heish Rav Zira, Makar Rebbe at Rav Avuhuna, Shodom Gadolhu, your Makar Rebbe, that Rav Huna is a great man, Va'omar, and he said, Hapoiseyach, Lemra Moitzi, the one who says, Amoitzi, whoever bears the mazon, he's the one that should bench. So it came out that Rav Avua tried to be Mechabed Rav Zira with Hamoitzi and with benching, and it ended off that Rav Avua, in fact, was the one who made Hamoitzi and also was the one who benched over the coast. Continues the Gemara, Masnita. We have a Braisa, Pligal Rav Huna, argues on Rav Huna. Rav Huna just said, Hapeseachu Chaisim, the one who makes the Hamoitzi, he's the one that benches. L'chayra, from the Braisa we're going to quote now, it would seem that this is not true. Tetani, we learned in a Braisa, Seder Netilas Yadayim. What is this Seder? What is the order for Netilas Yadayim Rishayim? Who is the one who washes his hands first? Ad Chamisha, as the Charedim explains, from 2 to 5, Maschilim and Agadol. We start in those time with the Gadol. Yaisu Mikam, but if there's more than 5 people, Maschilim and Akotin, we start from the youngest one and we work our way up to the Gadol. And the Charedim explains in the end of the first wide line, Meschilim and Akotin, Sharei Echod Mevorech Lekulon Hamaitzi. One is making Hamaitzi for everyone. He's being Yaitzi the Oilam with Hamaitzi. Ve'enoi Derech Kovet Shiamten Hagodol Acher Shenotol Yodov Vehu Muchon Achiyatu Lekulon. It's not proper respect for the Gadol that you have 10 people and he washes first, and then he has to wait till everybody finishes washing, and then someone will make the Amoitzi to be Moitzi the Oilam. That's not covered for him. So if it's up till 5, then it's not such a long wait. So Memela, then we give him the covet, and he's not waiting so long till the 5th person will wash Al Netilas Yadayim. However, if it's more than 5, then it's disrespectful for him to have to wait so long till everybody finishes, and therefore we start from the cotton and we work our way up, and then in that case, the gadol is last. So that is concerning Mayim Rishayim. What about Be'emtza HaMazon, continues the Gemara? In the middle of the meal, as the Charedim brings down, 4 lines from the bottom of the Charedim, Be'emtza HaMazon, Bein Tafshel LeTafshel, between one food and another cooked food. Kedamrina B'Bavli, in Chulin Bavli Kuf Hamid Beis, it says, Netila Bein Tafshel LeTafshel Rishus. It's a rishus, it's not a chiv to wash your hands. Some people do it, but even the people who do it, since it's not a mitzvah, there is no bracha. And therefore, says the Gemara, Be'emtza HaMazon, Meschilim and Agadol. There we start from the Gadol, explains the Chredim and Agadol, three lines from the bottom. Shehare ein sorach levorech. There's no bracha. Miyad oichel. He eats right away. Kikol echad hoya oichel levadi al mitasi. Everybody would eat separately on their bed reclining, as we've learned many times. And therefore, we start from the Gadol. We give him the kavod, and there's no waiting period at all because there's no bracha. It's be'emtza and it's rishus. Now, we're going to discuss the part of the brisa that will be l'chaora a raya connected Rav Huna, because now we're going to speak about mayim achrayim l'achra mazim mayim achrayim maschilim and amivorech. Here we start from the one who is going to bench, as the Chredim says, Misha asa levorech pirchas mazim, the one who is going to bench. That's who we start the mayim achrayim. We're going to be mechabed somebody to bench, and he's the first one. So the Gemara says, as the Chredim is going to explain, loy sheyaskan atzma lebracha, isn't the reason that we're maskel from the mevorech by benching mayim achrayim in order that I'm giving you mayim achrayim first, which means you're going to be the one leading the benching, and prepare yourself, make sure you know how to say it properly, get a zmiris and look it up and don't make a mistake while you're saying it, to be able to prepare yourself. But in Tamar, if you're going to say the rule of Rav Huna Paseach Hu Chaysim, that the one who made a moitzi, he's the one who benches, Kfar Mesukenu, he already knows at the beginning of the meal that since he's the one who they were mechabed with a moitzi, he's going to be the one who's going to bench. He has a whole meal to prepare himself. Why do I have to give him extra time at the end of the Suda by Mayim Achrayim to prepare himself? He's been preparing himself the whole meal. It would seem that the Paseach is not the Mevorech, and therefore we don't know who's going to be the Mevorech, and therefore when we do establish who the Mevorech, who will bench, we give him as much time as possible, and we give him the Mayim Achrayim first, that he should prepare himself. Let's see the bottom Charedim, two lines from the bottom. What's the reason that we give first by benching to the one who's going to bench? Isn't it that he should prepare himself? But he's the Mevorech, then he's already prepared. It would seem not like Rav Huna, it would seem that the Paseach is not Mevorech. As we turn to Daf Pei, Aleph Amud Beis, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yitzchak said, Tifter, you should interpret this brisa. Be'ilein dehava olin katin katin. It's speaking about a case where they came up in piecemeal. V'lo yadin ma mevorech. We don't know who is going to bench, says the Charedim. V'mishani tifter abrisa. Goin shalei nichnasu kol mesubin yachad. They didn't come as one group. Elamat mat, they came one at a time. So the one who made a moitzi was sitting there. There was no one there to be moitzi. He made a moitzi himself. The next one came about by himself, and he made a moitzi. There was no group where one was moitzi the other. So like birch echad ha moitzi l'kulon yachad. There wasn't one who made a moitzi for everybody. The oz lo yadu mi yivarch birch zemaz. Normally, the Gemara is saying Rav Huna is correct. Ha poiseyach hu achoisim. And then Avadi had enough time to prepare himself. Here it's speaking about a case where he wasn't Paiseach. He made the Maitzi for himself. They came up one at a time. Each one made their own Maitzi. There was no group sitting together at the beginning of the meal. Therefore, the Bryce says, in this kind of a case where there was no Paiseach, so Mimele, we don't know who the Chaisim is going to be, then we have to give him the Mayim Achrayim first, that at least at the end of benching has enough time to prepare himself while everybody is doing Mayim Achrayim. But normally, if there's a group and there was a Paseach, then ain't a Chanami. You don't have to give the Mevorech first because he prepared himself a whole meal. This is how the Gemara answers the Kash from the Braisa on Rav Huna, and based on this, if there is a group and there is a Paseach, then ain't a Chanami, the HaPaseach Hu HaMevorech, as Rav Huna said. Continues the next Mishnah, Halacha Gimel, Beishamai Oimrim Mekaneach Yarev B'mapa Umanicha Al HaShulchan. We are continuing with the Machloikis between Beisham and Beisil in Inyane Su'uda. Now that the person has washed his hands and he dries his hands on a cloth, so where does he place the cloth? So Beishamai says, Mekaneach Yarev B'mapa. He wipes his hands with a cloth, umenicho ala shulchan. He puts it on the table. Ubeis Hillel oimrim ala keses. Beis Hillel says that he puts it on the cushion that he's sitting on. Now, there is a fundamental machloikis between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. The Bavli holds that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel in this Mishnah are arguing on both cases. In other words, Beis Shammai says he should only put it on the table, he should not put it on the pillow. And Beis Hillel says the opposite, he should put it on the pillow and he should not put it on the table. In this shiur, we will be discussing whether you could put it on the table or not, and in the next shiur, we will see the reasons of both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, whether to put it on the pillow that he is reclining on or not. Now, concerning the table, again, the Bavli is of the opinion that this is a machloikis Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai says you could put it on the table, and Beis Hillel says you cannot put it on the table. However, the Yerushalmi is going to learn that both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel agree that you could put it on the table, and their machloikis is only, can you also put it on the pillow? According to the Yerushalmi, Beis Hillel is more makel than Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai says you could only put it on the table and not on the pillow, and Beis Hillel says you could even put it on the pillow. So we will learn our Gemara according to the Yerushalmi, but we should be aware that the Bavli holds that there is a double machloikis here. Now, according to the Bavli, what is the double machloikis? So the machloikis, whether you could put it on the table, according to the Bavli, is, are you in general allowed to use a tomei table? Beis Hillel says, yes, you can, and Beis Shammai says, you cannot. So according to Beis Hillel, since the table might be tame, because you're allowed to use a tame table, and now if you wipe your hands with a cloth, now the cloth is damp, it has some droplets of water in it, and if you put the cloth on the table, the table, according to Beis Hillel, could be tame, and that tuma will make the water tummy, and it will make it into a techila. It'll make it into a rishon, and then the rishon can be metame your hands or food that's on the table. The whole purpose of the Tosi Daim is that the hand should be clean when you're eating, and now it'll come out that the mapo, which has water in it, became tummy from the table, and it will make your hands tummy again, so you haven't accomplished anything. So Beis Hillel says you should not put it on the table, according to the Bavli. Beis Shammai says, yes, you can, because you're not allowed to use a tummy table. So therefore, the table is b'chaskas that it's tor. It's not tummy, and therefore you don't have to worry about the tummy table making the water tummy and then affecting your hands when you're going to use it during the Suda. If you look in the Charedim says on the fourth wide line on top, you wipe your hands in a cloth from the water of Mayim Rishonim, and while your hands get greasy from the foods, you're always wiping it off on this towel. But according to the Bavli, Beis Shammai says you can put it on the table because it's going to be a Torah table. But Beis Hillel says it could be tummy because we allow a person to use a tummy table. And therefore, your hands will become tummy again because the table made the water tummy and the water will make your hands again tummy. So that's according to the Bavli why Beis Hillel says you shouldn't use the table. Now, let us see the Gemara. Masnita b'shulchan shel shayis v'shel prakim. Here is where the Yerushalmi disagrees with the Bavli. The Yerushalmi says our Mishnah is speaking about a case where there is no problem of tum of the table, even according to Beis Hillel. And we're going to see in the Charedim, the normal way in those days was to eat on either a marble table, or the Charedim says it's good enough to have a marble-coated table. Just the top of it is marble. That also is not Mekabel Tuma. Vishal Prokrim, or even if you have a metal table, but it's made of pieces, and something that's made of pieces is also not Mekabel Tuma. Shein a Mekabel Tuma. In these cases, not Mekabel Tuma. So Mimela, when Beis Hillel said ala keses, according to the Yerushalmi, it's not only on the keses, not on the table, because most tables in those days were not Mekabel Tuma. So Beis Hillel means to say that we are being matir, the regular table that was used in the time of the Mishnah, we're being matir it according to Beis Hillel as well, because it's not Mekabel Tuma. The whole machlokes, according to Yerushalmi, is only can you put it on the pillow. What is the reason of the machlokes on the pillow? That we will leave for the next year. Let us see the Charedim inside. In the Gemara, which is five lines after Gets Wide, Masnid de Bishulchan Shashayish, Lahachi Amri Beis Shammai, the Menich al Shulchan. Why did Beis Shammai say you can put it on the Shulchan? The Ein Lach Hashem HaShulchan Tami. We don't have to worry that the Shulchan is Tami. If he's going to put the mapa on the table, then the mapa will become tomei from the table through the water. And then when he's wiping his hands through the suda, yikabel tuma mi mashkin shemat peches denasu tchila, he will get tomei his hands from the water that has moisture there, that becomes a tchila. Water becomes a tchila. It's one of the yutches kzeiris. V'yitama, so you die. And then it'll make the hands tummy once again. V'nimtzo oichel b'yadayim suaves. He's eating with the soiled, dirty tummy hands. Shemifnei cheshash azu. Amr beishami. Shalo yanichen ala kesses. As we're going to see next week, that the reason that beishami says you shouldn't put it on the kesses, on the pillow, is what could be thought of as a reason for the table as well, because the reason you don't put it on the pillow is because the pillow is tummy, and the pillow will make the water tummy, and the water will make the hands tummy when he uses it during the meal to wipe his hands. That's the reason why, in fact, Beis Shammai says that don't put it on the kesses. But that reason is, the Charedim is saying, Pshat and Yerushalmi, does not affect the table. Why? Because it's made shoshayish or shoprakim, or shoprakim. Even though it says here marble and pieces, it means or pieces of filihi shal eitz or matekas. Even if it's made of wood or metal, that could be mekabel tuma normally, but it's made of pieces. The lav dafka kulishayish doesn't have to be the whole thing marble, as we spoke out of filim chupa, even if it's covered b'shayish with a covering of marble, basu chipi gazlin of it tor b'chli avarim, and we go after the cover, and it's like earthenware kalim, which are tar. Kedisan, Beseder Taurus, Reish Peir Chobez, and Sechel Kalim. The Loitikshi Liflag Beshulchan Gufi Be Mekabel Tuma Leinu Mekabel. So why didn't the Charedim is asking, if it's speaking about a metal kalim that has pieces, or it's speaking about marble, so why not speak about a table that could be Mekabel Tuma? The Yesh Lama, the Roiv Shulchan and Shulano, Yishoshayish, Yishoprakim, Vdibu Vaiva. The Mishnah is speaking about what was prevalent at that time, and most of their tables were either marble or made of pieces, even if made of metal or wood. L'hachi le'ka'amar tamuda masnisen b'shulchan torish le'kibel tuma. The Gemara doesn't say, it's speaking about a case where we don't have to worry about the table, where Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel are both mighty, you could put it on the table because the shulchan torish le'kibel tuma. El b'shulchan shel le'olam ein mekabel tuma mi'kor ha'iva. Like the regular case, like what was prevalent. This is a table that can never be Mekabel Tuma. We don't have to say it's a case where this particular table was not Mekabel Tuma. Much better than that. The regular tables of that generation, according to Yerushalmi, was not Mekabel Tuma. So Memela, this is what the Gemara said so far. According to the Bavli, to recap in brief, according to the Bavli, it's a two-way machloikis. There's a machloikis about could you put it on the pillow or not, which we'll get into next week, the reason of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. And then there's another machloikis, a double machloikis. Could you put it on the shulchan? Beis Hillel says no, and Beis Shammai says yes. Beis Hillel says you could use a tomei table, and therefore we have to be worried that the mappa will become tomei and it will make your hands tomei through the water. And Beis Shammai says no, because we always only allow a Torah table. That's according to the Bavli. But according to the Yerushalmi, the tables of those days, the prevalent table was one that was not mekabel tuma. It was either totally marble or marble covered, or it was metal or wood made from pieces. So it's not mekabel tuma. So if so, according to Yerushalmi, there is no machloikis between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel concerning putting it on the table. Yes, you're allowed to put it on the table because it is a Torah table. You don't have to worry about the water getting tummy from the table and making the mapa tummy and making the hands tummy when he wipes his hands. You don't have to worry because the table is Torah. That was the prevalent custom to use such tables. The only machloikis we have between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is Beis Shammai says you can only put it on the table and not on the keses, on the pillow. And Beis Hillel says that you can put it not only on the table, because the table is be'etzem, basically Torah, but you can put it even on the pillow on the keses. The reason of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel concerning keses, that we will get into more detail in the next shiur.